This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
What's on the menu tonight, Dick?
Let's see the menu here tonight. We have the Colonel's Original, mm-hmm. North Virginia ham cooked over a Coleman on a bed of Wilder rice and a secret sauce.
Mm-hmm. How about reactionary, doesn't it?
I'll have maybe the Gorby chops with the Dayton sauce.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know. I'm going to have the Admiral Kelsey special. That's the
mm-hmm.
Seaman's Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tail hook of lobster, fillet of Navy seal, pastrami on thigh, and hold the women.
You got to go through a gantlet to get it, but okay.
Well, of course, there's the Rush Limbaugh spread. Looks pretty good.
Fort tongue on white sitting on a half and half sour pickle. Yes.
Yeah, what comes with that?
Well, that comes with a Stanley cup of free range of chicken soup, baked potential, or Mr. Picasso potato head.
The Mr. Picasso potato head. I had that with the Cubist steak once.
Uh-huh.
It was the Blue Period special.
That's right.
It was really excellent.
You can get anything you want at Alice's.
Wipe out pumice hamburgers.
Restaurant, walk right in, it's around the back. Just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Firesign Theater is proud to present,
for your edification,
the downright awe-inspiring, never-before-witnessed historical pageant,
Thanksgiving, or
Pass the Indian, Please, or
None of the Above.
2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant, but Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Foch is a dog, and living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be, and having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump.
It's Cattle Prod Radio. People wake up in the morning going to jobs that they don't understand. They need someone that just keeps talking that trash, man.
Gosh, I tell you.
Yeah,
got me kind of exciting.
And as traffic gets worse and worse, you're in your car more and more, so you need more trash on the radio. It's just a self-fulfilling...
If you're driving a trash truck, I guess.
Well, the cars and trucks and SUVs are getting bigger all the time, so there's more room for trash.
Yeah
right.
We take the trash back, and we take the trash in the truck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because you live up on the island.
Well, yeah, you got to take
trucks trash. Come and pick up my trash.
Where do you put your trash when you live on an island?
In a dump?
Well,
do you build the island out? Is the island
up.
Bigger than it was?
Up. No, it's up. It's up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, in Key West they had they called it Seagull Mountain or something, Trash Mountain.
Trash Mountain.
You know, wherever the seagulls were circling, right? How about up in Fox Island? Do you have a midden heap or anything like that?
Yeah, they call it the middle school, don't they?
No, that's what the foxes are for.
Yeah, right, for eating the trash?
No.
Yeah,
because a fox, you can get a bunch of foxes lined up in one place, and then the fox, they actually shit fox shit into nice, neat little piles that you then can make a kind of landfill with, and then the island expands and gets bigger. And
they don't eat clamshells, though.
They eat everything.
They do?
They absolutely do.
Oh, my God.
And after
a while, they kill them in England.
Well, it isn't an island after a while, see, because after a while it just moves over to whatever the next island.
Fox Shit Bridge.
So David and I are getting closer and closer together all the time. On his island, the Whidbeys eat things and shit.
Well, actually, Judith takes the big trash, I mean the really heavy delic, you know, the old chicken
stuff that stays overnight.
Takes them down and there's a place where the eagles pick it up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
right.
So we have kind of a sacred site there, and the eagles come down.
But you're making a trash way between the two islands, as a transcontinental trash.
So the foxes can visit
speaking
the eagles.
Speaking of trash, here's Mr. Trash Man.
Hey. Oh, you're groovy.
Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. And that's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. Said, kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and just wanted to know if you had any information about it. And I said, yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage. After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did.
Deputy nos dice, nunca suban a carros de personas extrañas.
Don't get into any strange cars with Deputy Dan. What that says there.
Les enseña a cuidarse por las calles.
Deputy Dan will walk small Chinese children across the street.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Is that nice?
Deténgase, mire, escuche, antes de cruzar la calle.
Run like hell when you cross the street, because Deputy Dan is after you. That's for
that's
the ghettos.
Good one.
Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened here. They got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire, track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 colored glossy photographs with circles and owls and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, and southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obie said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obie, I can understand you want my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obie, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obie said he was making sure, and friends, Obie was, because he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll, and have an escape. Obie was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat.
And they were going to let the little boy eat the Indian's heart.
Yum, yum!
When someone,
I think it was the Archbishop,
remembered that they were Christians.
And eating an Indian's heart doesn't really sound like something Christ would do.
Didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie came in with a 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the CNI dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the CNI dog. Then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the CNI dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, because Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it.
Final, read all about it. Rocky Bradshaw in dead heat. Election thrown to Supreme Court for fixing. Page 2, blind newsboy finds box of eyes and sees. X-Tree. Oh no, not again!
And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. Got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected.
Can you hear me in there? Okay, let's shoot him up. Now, patient, you have 10 seconds to tell us what you've got and beat the Reaper.
I'm shaking feverish. My hands are all... yellow, my God, I've got jaundice.
It is! Give it me! Symptom 6. And now you've reached the final threshold. Here's the question. Are you ready for symptom number 7? Longer than any patient has ever survived before.
I want to go home.
Only one way to do that. Doctor, bring in the super shot.
Now, for the first time on Beat the Reaper, we're going for the big disease. The icebox is being unlocked by the president of the Armenian Medical Association, under whose strict supervision these toxins are being administered.
This is it. Doctor, give him that really big disease.
I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in and sat down. Got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning.
It takes a long time to brew a great beer, a very long time. But down here at the Darwin Breweries, we take the time it takes, because we've got nothing but time.
If you feel you've waited a billion years for a great beer, then you're ready for the hearty bite of Darwin Monkey Stout.
Because you see, great beers aren't born, they evolve. And survive.
Darwin Monkey. It'll make a man out of you.
Hell, mate, two of them will make a man out of a monkey.
The Surgeon General has determined that alcohol kills brain cells, but only the weak ones.
Because I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like the... I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill.
Recon all LOM sectors. Check. Bring up the 455s. Pull. Locate our fire perimeters. Bonk. Make a clean sweep. Flush out the enemy and...
What's that, sir?
Sir, Lieutenant, excuse me, sir. What are we going to do, man?
Yeah, after we flush
them
out.
We're going to lock and load, Private. And we're going to go out there and...
Hey, man, what are we going to do, man?
I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies.
Alvarado, sir, what are we going to do, man? Matetsky, take it easy, Lieutenant. Tirebiter, we're going to go out there and cut. I can't say it. I'm sorry, but I zip beep.
Can you remember now, Lieutenant?
Surrogate General Klein, sir. When I signed my contract with you, I fully intended to fulfill its terms with honor, sir. But you never told me I had to go out there and kill anybody.
Lieutenant, we will not tolerate the use of prohibited language in this courts martials.
I mean, kill. Kill! 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 And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill! Kill! And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill! Kill! And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. Didn't feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched.
And now, it's time to get on the phone and talk with Radio Now's Dr. Onan Winkydink, author of the international best-selling self-help manual, Sex with My Hat. The doctor is in.
Hello. Why, look, it's me. And I'm Dr. Winkydink, an old hand at self-love. So what are people thinking about on the last night of the so-called last day? I know what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about me. And I have the right to do that. See, it's my gift to me. It's my party to myself. And I've got my party hat on, and you know what I like to do in my hat.
Proceeded through, and I went finally came to see the very last man. I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that. And then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? And I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one and stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and here was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? I said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage.
You know, Japan is run entirely on garbage, and that they waste nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Efficient.
It's true, man. Anything, all their packaging, say their plastic packaging, instead of being like put under Griffith Park so the plastic trees can grow in 400 years, they melt it down and make little funny ha-ha things, paint it green and come back and Phil Proctor buys it for 19 cents. right?
Gives it to me.
Well, gives it to you. It's like, yeah. It's a present. Thanks a lot.
Has anyone ever dug on the passing parade of garbage trucks in Griffith Park?
Oh.
Down
beautiful.
That back street where you can drive along in the mornings.
Garbage
all
alley.
The garbage trucks come home to roost early in the morning, and there are hundreds of these great big R-crumb trucks that all say Heil on the front of them.
The passing parade of garbage trucks.
I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry our bone, all kinds of mean, nasty things. Till I said, and creating a nuisance, and they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over.
You know, officer, you're really a beautiful cat.
Oh, you sure
knock
is.
It off. It's a funny-looking cigarette.
Dig his eyes, man.
Groovy shoulders.
Nice thighs and such curly hair.
Shiny.
Have a flower, officer.
Had some paper in his hand, held it up, and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 cents, it's 58 words. We want no details of the crime, time, crime, and that kind of thing. Got a time to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and that kind of thing. You got to say and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words. Kid, you rehabilitated yourself. I went over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. Because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug. He looked at me and said, kid, you don't like your kind.
Secret number one, it's not going to be public, which is you don't have to cut your hair.
All reservists, attention, all reservists, beep, 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 driving home from hell. This is Sunday, right?
Oh, this is
you don't have to cut your hair.
Yeah,
no
you guys,
further.
See, let me tell them about Catch 23, man. Yeah. The Army, if you do something weird, like letting your hair grow, which Bergman and I both did, which got us out, because then they think that you're crazy because you don't want to cut off all your hair and stand around in straight lines. They won't really do anything bad to you, but all you've got to do is convince them that you really don't agree with them. They call that crazy. And
being yourself.
Being weird, right. And it will either get you special privileges for being crazy. Like when I went to summer camp once, they wouldn't let me pull KP. They wouldn't let me do it because
hair
my
was
hair
too
was
long.
Too long.
Right.
And it was dirty.
Gets
you
caught
see.
In the drains.
You get into interesting situations like that and cause a lot of ruckus and feel somehow as if you're doing something for the revolution. Or carry a little farther and you just get out. They just let you out eventually saying, oh, well, because they don't really want you, man.
And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends. Somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folders, a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do. Is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if Two people do it in harmony. They think they're both faggots and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Creed Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's
Berserker Lounge, that is, under the telephone poles in the exclusive Multimart Shopping Center.
Refuel yourself in an atmosphere of righteous indignation. Meet Cult every Thursday night. Bring a date and dine by the whites of her eyes.
At Bob's, you don't have to leave your loved one in the street. Your car is as welcome as you are. Thousands of empty seats in the back for the lonely set.
You don't have to wear a clock around your neck to know what time it is at Bob's. Meals cooked with real religious fervor.
So don't get a job. Hang out at Bob's.
Take Upholstery Avenue to the corner of 3rd and Furniture. Turn right at the statue of the square round poet, and you're at
Bob's Berserker Lounge. It's weird.
That was horrible. One and Warren stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Da 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 da. At Alice's Restaurant.
This is Nick Danger reporting. I thought we'd take some time off this week and discuss food. That's right, food. There's nothing I count on more to get me through day after day in this troubled world than food. And although there's a million different ways to say it all over the world, I think I could get a pretty good international show of hands to back up my theory that it's the world's favorite dish. Yep, there's nothing like food. Except maybe water. Got a drink. Although the food contains water. There you go. Watery food is just the trick. And that reminds me of I stumbled into a little place the other night here. It's called The Clear Plate. And it features water. Good old H2O. But water prepared in ways only God or a Californian could imagine. I tell you, I'm a convert. I used to be a meat and potatoes man. You know, I never met a potato I didn't like the meat. But I hadn't tried the grilled Wyoming spring water at The Clear Plate. Chef Eddie Chickenbacker just touches the water to the hot grill, then serves it up in a fine fine old white plate. All you need is a spoon and a big appetite for this one, because the servings are definitely not Nouvelle at the clear plate. And at $26, the dish will not strap the American Express card of even a junior senator. I'd also suggest the mesquite-whipped rack of seltzer, enough for the whole table, and top off with the excellent dessert tray with its clatter of glasses filled with waters laced with international additives. I find the chlorine mousse excellent, but my attractive companion, furnished, I might add, by the Congressional Welcome Wagon, liked the fluoride aperitif. All in all, a memorable evening. Me and the dame repaired to my hotel room, the one with the romantic flashing neon sign outside the breeze-whipped curtains that reads Danger, another touch of hospitality by Ann Vegan Smith of the Congressional Welcome Wagon. And thanks, Ann. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The dame melted into my arms. Nick, she sighed. Yeah, baby, I whispered. I'm hungry, she moaned.
You've been listening to the adventures of Nick Danger, and I, too, am getting famished listening to this one.